Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, November 11th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Completing this message here, the reading about 11:50 on Tuesday morning, and it's just another beautiful day outside, although fall is certainly in the air. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and today we want to encourage you. Let me begin, though, by an apology for our regular podcast listeners who might have clicked on the podcast yesterday, the first several hours after the email was posted. We had some technical problems and were unable to initially get it up. It is fixed now. I was able to get tech support with our podcasting server, and it is fixed. Today's message is titled Spiritual Veterans. And a rather unusual scripture verse to begin our message today, but part of the inspired Word of God nevertheless. A little portion from Philemon, a single chapter book, verse 9.
I then, as Paul, an old man and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
Well, today is Veterans Day here in the United States, a day in which we properly remember veterans and consider the tremendous price they paid for our temporal freedoms. I realize many veterans read these messages, including several we know personally. And there are other readers who are in active service. We thank you for your service today. I specifically consider my Uncle Jim, who passed away earlier this year, who served in World War II as a Navy pilot. But today, we want to focus this devotional on spiritual veterans. Many have gone on before us and are now in the great cloud of witnesses. Others are still on this side and in their senior years of life. They have faithfully served God in their generation and await their call home. Pastor John Howard was my first pastor as a born-again Christian. Pastor Howard never had large churches, but due to his commitment to Christ, integrity, friendliness, and genuine interest in people, he impacted many for Christ. I was one of several ministers he and his wife, Sister Howard, introduced as one of, quote, our boys, end quote. I saw her a couple years ago. There's a photo on the side of me and her. She's about 87 at that time, I believe. Well, they both had such a sweet, loving spirit, although they have surely known pain and fought bitterness. Their only son was killed when he was 11 years old by a drunk driver. I still recall the pain and honest confession. I still don't understand Mrs. Howard's voice as she shared this story with me several years ago. However, in spite of the pain and questioning, they have kept the faith and rejoice in the impact of their ministry in many other ways. I'm glad I'm a part of that. As we grow older, we see more and more of our spiritual mentors going to be with the Lord. Pastor Howard passed away in 1999, and I'm not sure, it might have been 2001. I get confused with dates here. I spoke to Mrs. Howard, who is now 89, on the phone last night, and she again told me how proud she was of her boys, those she and her husband had discipled.
Today, remember the contribution made by the countless old spiritual veterans. Let us look at a tiny statement made by the Apostle Paul, a true veteran of the Christian conflict. He had fought the good fight of faith and was not at all reserved in identifying himself in the text as an old man, or as the King James states, the aged. He is one of scores of men and women who have risked their lives and sometimes laid down their lives, faced hardship, and otherwise bear the scars of battle for Christ and for our souls. Our spiritual freedom was supremely paid by Christ's death on the cross. However, many others have paid a great price to bring that message to us and to keep the flame burning bright. Let's honor them, and let us take now our place in line with the faithful.
Well, I'm sure you can think of some veterans today. Why don't you take a moment to thank God for them? And if you're able, get a word of appreciation off to them. You'll make their day an extra special one. Hell, that's what Mrs. Howard told me as we concluded our conversation last night. Finally, we will all become spiritual veterans should the Lord keep us on this side. Brooksine and I today state our determination to stay faithful, and we also enlist our readers near and far to join us. Before Brookstein prays, I have a little portion of a song. In fact, I have it up today available as a beautiful YouTube tribute if you care to listen to it. It's a Steve Breen song made popular about 20 years ago. It has these words in it. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful.
Let's pray together. Father, for those who've gone before us and remained faithful to the end, we take note of their example. For those who have sacrificed their lives so we might have freedom to read your word and worship freely, we are greatly indebted. And for those of us who remain, we want to be vigilant in our daily walk with you, ever growing in your grace and knowledge, and staying faithful until we draw the last mortal breath on this side, so that our first immortal breath on the other side will be from the portals of heaven. It's all because of your amazing love, Father, and Jesus' divine sacrifice. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a real joy to share with you today, and we do want to especially direct you to our site today at dailyencouragement.net, the message that we prepared for November 11th, 2008, for we have, five or six spiritual veterans that we honor today that have had an impact in our life, just several of them. There have been many more. We actually have their photos up as well, and a little story about them honoring each one. Today, we also have some music we recommend, and one of them I already mentioned is the song Find Us Faithful by Steve Breen. And there's another song that's really been on my heart the last couple days that I have a YouTube video up, an embedded video in my site. And it's a song that has a line in it. One Pure and Holy Passion, I believe is the name of the song, but it has a line I really like that speaks of following hard after God. And that's really a neat description of what we want to be true in our lives. Anything else you want to share, Brooksie? Well, thanks for joining us. Be encouraged and be blessed today as you faithfully serve the Lord.